In the Senate, Iraq had been expected to dominate the floor debate all this week. But last night, the debate came to a sudden stop because the two sides could not agree on the format or the rules or just about anything. Joining us to try to make sense of what's going on there is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, so glad you're with us.
Good to be with you, Misha.
Now, the Senate actually voted last night, and there were not enough votes to continue with the formal debate on Iraq. What would have happened if they'd actually had the necessary votes?
Then for the first time in 4 years, we'd have this debate. We would have a resolution before the Senate, and they would debate for a couple days on a resolution called Warner Levin. That's the names of the two principal sponsors, John Warner, Carl Levin, former and present chairs of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And that resolution says that the Senate disagrees with the president's troop buildup strategy in Iraq. And some people have called that a kind of vote of no confidence in the president and his war policy. It also has language in it that would say that even with that disagreement, the Senate would not be trying to cut off funds for the troops. Now, this particular bridge, if you will, between the two parties was constructed by these two senators thinking that at least they could get one party or the other to cross that bridge. But we saw last night they didn't.
So one question that has confused those who follow Congress, maybe even some of those who actually cover Congress, why did Senator Warner vote against his own resolution?
He voted against it because we got down to a power struggle. And usually when you see this kind of party line vote, it means that something's going on besides the policy. And in this case, there's an internal Senate struggle. The Republicans in the Senate want to make sure that they establish that they're in there making the rules as, if you will, co-power leaders with the Democrats. They don't want to step back. And in this case, they had some pretty tall orders. They wanted all the resolutions to try to meet a threshold of 60 votes for approval, not just to cut off debate, the usual cloture, 60 votes, but for approval. That was a pretty tall order for the Democrats because they were afraid that the Warner Levin, which, of course, would disagree with the president's troop buildup and also had some language in there about the funding, not cutting off the funding, just disapproving, disagreeing. They were afraid that that would have a little trouble getting to 60, but that one of the competing Republican resolutions that strictly expressed a unwillingness to cut off funds, protecting, if you will, the president's prerogatives and taking a weapon out of the hands of the Congress, they were afraid that one would get to 60.
Now, where is the president and the White House in all of this? Is this stalled in part because the White House simply doesn't want this resolution to go to the floor?
I think that's accurate. The president and the White House would prefer that this debate were not taking place. They don't think that this sort of a non-binding resolution makes any sense to pass, and they don't think that Congress has any business cutting off funding for troops that are committed or for the prospect of committing more troops to Iraq.
But the Democrats allegedly control the Senate right now.
But they only control it by a vote. And when there's only a one-vote margin, it's necessary to work out all of the rules between the two parties. It would be necessary even if they had several votes of margin. That's the way the Senate works. You need 60 votes really to get anything terribly serious accomplished under the best of circumstances. And clearly here you have both the overriding interest in the Iraq issue and you also have that internal Senate power struggle.
So, Ron, could they still get a deal on this week?
Absolutely. It's the Senate. And in this particular instance, they could work out a deal by which perhaps the resolutions did not have to be approved by 60 votes. And then it would be more possible for the Democrats to be happy with the rules that the Republicans are proposing and vice versa. There are some Democrats, several Democrats, including people like Russ Feingold and Chris Dodd, who would just as soon not vote for the resolution itself. They want to have the debate. They want to have it on the floor. But when it comes down to it, that language in the resolution that says Congress will never cut off funds for the troops, they don't want to sign on to that. They want to keep that option. They want to keep that weapon in Congress's hands.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Michelle.